Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. A Stolen Life, a memoir by J.C. Lee Dugard, is a brave and heart-wrenching account of resilience, survival, and personal strength in the face of unimaginable adversity. Kidnapped at just 11 years old in 1991, J.C. Dugard suffered through 18 harrowing years in captivity. This memoir chronicles her ordeal at the hands of her captors, Philip and Nancy Garrido, detailing the isolation, emotional and physical abuse, and the psychological torment she endured throughout these turbulent years. However, JC's writing radiates her indomitable spirit, her gripping honesty illuminating an extraordinary inner world that allowed her to sustain her sense of self, even in the darkest circumstances. She carefully navigates through disturbing details with strength, providing context and reflecting deeply on her struggles for normalcy, identity, and freedom. A Stolen Life is also a powerful commentary on hope and healing, with Dugard openly sharing her journey of reclaiming her life after rescue. Told candidly in her own voice, Dugard's memoir ultimately speaks volumes about courage, human dignity, and the boundless human potential to overcome unimaginable tragedy and rebuild a meaningful, purposeful life. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, abduction and initial captivity. JC's abduction was sudden and violent, forever changing her life in a single tragic moment. On June 10, 1991, while walking to her school bus stop in South Lake Tahoe, California, Dugard was kidnapped by Philip and Nancy Garrido. Her vivid recollections describe confusion, fear, and disbelief. During the initial stage of captivity, JC was subjected to severe isolation and crude living conditions, stripped of all contact with the outside world, and forced to renounce her previous identity. Her narrative sheds light on the psychological devastation experienced by a child forcibly separated from her family and thrust into an uncertain existence dominated by coercion, confusion, and fear, powerfully conveying the psychological trauma of her early days in captivity. Secondly, enduring abuse and survival. Throughout her memoir, Dugard courageously recounts years of systematic emotional, sexual, and psychological abuse. Philip Garrido subjected her to repeated abuse resulting in two pregnancies, the first when JC was only 14. Dugard's honest account of enduring these painful circumstances is interwoven with insights into her coping mechanisms and survival tactics, including self-isolation in an imaginary world, engaging in journal writing, and finding strength and comfort in motherhood with her two daughters. Though her experiences were unimaginably difficult, Dugard demonstrates perseverance in finding ways to protect herself mentally and emotionally, revealing remarkable resilience within a context of hopelessness and trauma. Thirdly, psychological manipulation and identity theft. A prominent aspect of J.C. Dugard's captured life was the psychological control and manipulation perpetrated by her captors. Philip and Nancy Garrido employed tactics that domesticated, alienated, and broke down Dugard's identity and emotional resistance. They renamed her Alyssa, made her serve their needs, and manipulated her trust and loyalty. Dugard describes how various manipulations impacted her thought processes and self-identity, leading her to become partially dependent on her abductors emotionally and psychologically. The memoir delivers an important exploration of the complexities of psychological abuse in captivity, how continual manipulation impacts personal identity, autonomy, and cognitive patterns, making escape mentally unimaginable. Fourthly, motherhood under captivity. One poignant highlight of Dugard's book is motherhood under adverse conditions. Becoming pregnant at 14 in captivity, Dugard was determined to protect her daughters from harm and give them as much normalcy as possible despite extraordinarily difficult conditions. JC writes openly of her maternal instincts and love, her concerns about protecting and nurturing her two daughters, and how motherhood offered her a purpose, joy, and strength that helped her endure years of continuous suffering. She details both the bond and challenge she experienced as she navigated captivity with the added responsibility and goals of raising children in a harmful and unnatural living environment. Lastly, freedom, recovery, and healing. JC's eventual discovery and rescue in August of 2009 opened a complex journey toward healing and reclaiming her life. The memoir captures her sense of exhilaration, mixed with confusion, and the challenges of adjusting to freedom after nearly two decades of captivity. Dugard explores the profound emotional impacts of her captivity, her complicated recovery involving regaining a sense of self, autonomy, and confronting unresolved emotions. Her story provides an important perspective on the challenges trauma survivors face once immediate threat ends, offering valuable lessons about resilience, support systems, therapy's role in healing, and the long-term process of reintegration into society following trauma. In conclusion, A Stolen Life. A memoir should be considered essential reading for individuals interested in understanding resilience, trauma recovery, the psychological dimensions of captivity, and survival stories. J.C. Dugard courageously guides readers through her anguishing experiences, ultimately culminating in a powerful and hopeful message of survival, resilience, and healing against seemingly insurmountable odds. The book would considerably benefit anyone working in trauma counseling, social work, law enforcement, or those supporting survivors of sexual abuse and kidnappings, as it provides a deeply human insight into trauma's workings and survival processes, psychologically and emotionally. Additionally, general readers will find this book enlightening, inspiring, and profoundly moving, giving perspective on personal strength and human dignity when confronting deep suffering. Compared to other memoirs or accounts in this genre, JC's candid narrative and genuine reflections make A Stolen Life a profound, insightful, and remarkably enlightening read. The heart and humanity Dugard inserts into her narrative offer readers not just a harrowing tale, but deeper engagement with the nuances of emotional and psychological colors intertwined within tragic circumstances. Choosing this book specifically offers an authentic voice, an intimate exploration of surviving influenced by continually reconstructed identities, and a genuinely truthful, raw, uplifting message about human capacity for renewal and hope following even the most traumatic experiences. If you would like to support J.C. Lee Dugard, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.